Our next public hearing is conditional use 1666 Wilkinson Properties LLC.
An application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district and a GR general residential district for multifamily dwelling structures to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 28.18 acres, more or less, lying at the northwest corner of Route 9 and Hudson Road, Hudson Road also being known as Road 258. Gentlemen, again, earlier this week we received a large booklet, exhibit booklet from the applicants. The exhibit booklet contains an executive summary, references to existing conditions, a proposed residential cluster development concept, which references development of the project, the preliminary land use service comments, subdivision considerations, compliance with the zoning requirements, compliance with the comprehensive plan recommendations, and also contained approximately, or did contain 30 figures to go along with the exhibit booklet, and also includes site plans, existing condition plans, et cetera. That is a copy, or is a part of the record. Did receive, and which is already a part of the record, a copy of the Office of State Plan Coordination comments. It's also referenced in the booklet. The one agency comment we received was just received yesterday from the Office of County Engineering Department, Planning and Permit Division, making reference to this application. The site is not within a county operated and maintained sanitary sewer and or water district. It is not in a planning area for a sewer district. In additional comment, they provide that the project proposes to develop using a private central community wastewater system. The department recommends that the wastewater system be operated under a long-term contract with a capable wastewater utility. In addition, we recommend they have a wastewater utility provider prior to approving the project. The proposed project is located outside the inland base planning area where Sussex County expects to provide sewer service. County requires design and construction of the collection and transmission system to meet county sewer standards and specifications. A review of the treatment and disposal system by the county engineering department is also required. If the county ever provides sewer service, it is required that the treatment system be abandoned and a direct connection made to the county system at the developers and or homeowners association expense. And a conceptual plan is not required at this time, and that memorandum is signed by John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. And that's all I have on the show. Questions?
All right, sir. Thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening?
Good evening again, gentlemen. Jim Byard on behalf of the applicant, Wilkinson Properties. On behalf of Wilkinson Properties, Steve Wilkinson, the principal, is here. To his right are representatives from McCrone, Keith Rudy, and Kevin Burdett. And somewhere in the back is our real estate expert, one Joe Conaway. We will move along. There are a number of people here, some of which may want to be heard about this project. Before I call the McCrone gang up here, I'd like to speak to the cross letter. To read Ms. Holland's letter, it describes this property as being in a level 4 rural area. As the presentation goes forward, I just ask you to focus on the site map and the area map, and I think you'll conclude that this is anything but a rural area. It is a rapidly developing mixed-use area. With that, Kevin and Pete, you want come forward and introduce yourself, please.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm Kevin Burdette with McCrone Incorporated. I have with me here this evening Keith Rudy, an engineer for our firm.
Thank you, Kevin.
You all prepared the project booklet. If you could take the exposition and people present through that booklet quickly.
We would be most happy to. As Gene has already advised, this project is located at on Route 9. If you go to tab 29 and 30 in the book, you will notice a pictorial coming down Route 9, which shows the massive amount of development which has occurred. There is a large section starting on the eastward bound side of commercial activities. We have, and for you in there, we have listed, we can go through them number by number, but I'm sure you're very familiar with them. coming from this side, again, we have a large commercial office complex. On up here, a little further on Route 9, headed eastward, we also do have a townhouse complex that sits on the left-hand side, Mill Chase. Coming back in towards our site, we have Classic Auto sitting right here to the left. We have the Donut Connection across the street. We have DP&L Substation right down here. And I guess a motion of jest, we have Clean Delaware's multifamily units sitting there, right down the street from us. We have the Bird Complex and the Office Harvest and Business Park as well, located right around this site. Now, as well as commercial activity, we have a large number of residential developments that are equally occurring on this site. Again, those being shown on the map, which has Beaver Creek, Hunter's Mill, the lakes, the proposed lakes of Beaver Creek and development, which is in the planning stages now, Cool Spring Village, Shady Rest Park. So there's a lot of mixed uses there. And as you come down Route 9, this facility is at the area where most of you have seen the massive trucks and heavy equipment sitting there, the electrical contractors. That is where this site is located. If you would like to walk around the site, Gene?
If you would.
If we can, we have been through the PLUS process, and in doing so, we adhered to many of the PLUS recommendations. We have provided in the booklet for you the various figures 15, I think it is, through 18, the various renderings and concept plans which went, and the one that went to PLUS. Predominantly, if you'll bear with me on what we finally ended up with, PLUS had asked us if we can preserve more trees and create more open space. Gentlemen, we've created 71% open space on this project. That's pretty remarkable. PLUS also asked us if we could preserve large bodies of trees. We were able to do that. We have large bodies of trees around the site. We have buffered the site with a minimum of 80 foot of buffers in these areas to adjoining property owners. That is forested, existing forest stand. It's there now.
Wait a minute, Kevin. So I understand. There will be an 80-foot separation within the Wilkinson property to the property line?
That is correct. From the rear of these buildings to the adjoining strip lots, going down, I believe it's Hudson Road, there is approximately 80 feet there.
How about on the Hunter's Run side?
On the Hunter's Run side, again, we have the closest, there's four lots that are within the approximate 80 foot. And then we go to a much larger buffering because we have another 150 feet of green space, which is also the DP&L easement. That will be converted to a manicured green space in lieu of just weeds and brush and trash. So we've opened this area up completely here, but that'll become manicured. The timber line will stay in effect here from the rear of this property, or these lots, over to our walkway. We do propose a path for athletic purposes and enjoyment of the community that does wrap through the woods. That'll be about 50 feet from the path, or I'm sorry, from this line to the path is about 30 feet, and from the path up to the home is about another 50 feet. So again, we've got about 80 feet from the rear of those dwelling structures to the property lines.
This property is zoned both GR and AR. Have you done a yield or density calculation if this were developed as a single-family subdivision?
We did do a yield calculation based on the AR and GR combinations, and this project would have yielded, or could have yielded by that zoning, 105 lots. Presently, we're only proposing 96 lots, or 96 units, be placed onto this project.
If you were to develop that many single-family lots, what would be left in open space?
Just the area within the lots that the homeowners decided not to cut the trees down.
In other words, people's backyards on this property would be backing up to the backyards of people in neighboring development.
Yes, sir, they would. And as a matter of fact, if you go to, if the commissioners wish, tab 16, you'll see a concept drawing or a plan layout of individual single-family lots. And in that, lot lines touch lot lines of adjoining neighbors. The only thing that would be abutting the neighbors at that point would just be the traditional standard AR setbacks for front yard, rear yard.
This design creates no additional density for the project.
This design does not create an additional density above what was allowed for the site. No, sir.
And again, what was the percentage of open space you preserved?
This has 71% open space, approximately 19.87, almost 20 acres.
Talk about the infrastructure for the site.
The infrastructure for the site is going to be supplied by Artesian Water for potable water. The wastewater will be operated by Artesian Wastewater Systems, or Artesian Wastewater Resources, and the facility is located in the back of this site. This is abutting the existing parcel here, which is a utility parcel for others, not for us. So we maintained our utilities back, so we kept our utilities adjacent to other utilities. Seems like good land planning to us. We also maintained the units back from Route 9, such that we had approximately the area that exists out there now where the hedgerow is. That entire front area is still going to stay open. There's going to be ponds in there. But as you ride down Route 9, much like the livable Delaware and many of the commissioners in the past have requested, there's going to be open view vistas from Route 9 back across these ponds. And these units on the end will barely be seen because of the forestation that is anticipated. As you look into the development, again, you'll notice there's a forestation or a park area being planted right in the apex of the road. So the only thing you'll see is trees. So as you come down, you'll see green grasses, ponds, and trees, and the limited view, if any, as this development matures of any of the units that are contained within.
In addition to infrastructure and open space, what amenities are planned for the project?
The amenities that we have planned at the rear of the project, we have a multi-purpose athletic court. The front of the project, we have a pool clubhouse area. We also have a tot lot. And even though my friend Mr. Johnson is not here tonight, we made sure that we had plenty of parking spaces adjacent to a proposed bus stop area in his honor. We do have, as I say in the back, a basketball multi-purpose court. The street are proposed with street lighting, sidewalks both sides. This is a closed curb and gutter configuration throughout the community. Again, bearing in mind, behind of these units, we have maintained a bulk of forestry purposes. And that forestry is there for natural wildlife habitat to be able to migrate and have greenways to transmit throughout this project. We have provided numerous ways for habitat to stay and live on this project.
What is the, I believe it's a black line, white line between the proposed residences and the property line. What is that? The white line.
This line right here? This line right here going around is the trail system that we had talked about. We have approximately 0.9 miles of trails walking around the project. And again, it ties into a multimodal path, which we placed along Route 9. It comes around the project, and there are 0.9 miles of walkways and trails, excluding the sidewalks, in the project.
Although this is not in an environmentally sensitive development district, did you take the time to have the site inspected?
The site has been inspected. We had a tree inspection done. The trees appear to be healthy. We plan on selective cutting of areas for our buildings, allowing pod areas to remain where grading is not required. Grading will be maintained to a minimum, except for, of course, the installation of utilities, roadways, and again, select cutting for these buildings to be installed.
Were there any rare plants or animal species found on site?
We have found nothing on site at this time.
I'm going to walk through, although this is not a subdivision, it's really something that will be in condominium ownership, the provisions of 99-9C briefly.
We'll be happy to. The integration of the proposed and existing terrains and a surrounding landscape, again, as I said, we are maintaining 71% of this site as open space. Of that, the native trees are going to be retained. We anticipate selective clear cutting for the pod homes or for the homes to be inserted back in. Native trees and shrubs are to be utilized for streetscapes. And we do plan to relocate as many natural species on the site that are possible. There are no wetlands on this site, and we are outside of all floodplains. There's 37% of the natural wooded area will be preserved within this development that presently exists. There are no historic sites that have been found on the registry for this project. As I said earlier, we do have 71% of the open space. Of that, approximately 7 acres is forested areas, 1.47 acres in the parks and pedestrian pathway and that type thing, and approximately 2.25 acres of stormwater management. The screening, as I've talked about earlier, we have provided screening from all the adjacent residents to this facility. We have made a effort to screen this project from Route 9 transient traffic and have maintained a boulevard coming in, and again with dual entry and flow around the project from within. The water supply will be supplied by artesian water. The wastewater will be provided by artesian wastewater management. The system is a closed storm drainage system, closed curb and gutter. The stormwater management system will meet Sussex Soil Conservation Department upon completion. The multimodal paths have been included per normal DLDOT requirements and regulations and request. We do believe that the installation of this project will increase the adjoining property values. As I say, we have brought a affordable, what we believe to be, with our clients, at our clients' desire, an affordable housing style into this area. These units are anticipated to be in the 2,500 square foot, 2,000 square foot range.
Do you have
for
a rendering or a visual you can share with the commission about what a unit might look like?
Yes, we do. These are the style units that our client envisions that will be built onto the project. They are townhomes, condominium styled, with the duplex and in the 4 unit per building configuration shown.
And I believe you just said you estimate a size of somewhere between 2,000 and 2,500 square feet?
That is what our client has estimated to this point, yes, sir. Outside of that, we have, as I said, believe we have compatibility with adjoining lands and see no detrimental effect on any of the adjoining property values. All streets within the property will be 24 feet wide, which exceeds the Sussex County standard. And we do have a management plan submitted for you under item figure number 25 in our booklet. I believe that covers 99-9, Gene.
All right. If there are no questions of Kevin, I'll look at Mr. Conway.
All right.
Gentlemen.
If you would.
I'm Joe Conway. I'm a licensed Delaware realtor since 1989. Also president of a land use consulting company, Consultants Unlimited. and also Vice President Cooper Realty. When my clients come in front of you, I try to encourage them to be brief, because the evening is brief. And for a minute, I thought Kevin was going to do my whole report, so I'm going to try to be brief as to the area in question. You have a copy of the photographs under tab 30 and this diagram on the back of these two photographs. But when I read the comments by the state agencies as to this area being a rural area, I was somewhat amused and really kind of taken back. You just start at the intersection of Route 9 and Route 5 and start east, begin to see that this area has developed and developed substantially, starting with Harbison itself and an HI zoning with the Allen's Family Food Plant there. There are a number of commercial uses all along that road, and I won't bore you by going through the same list. You know it as well as I do. There is a very large new subdivision being created called Beaver Creek. And it appears to me that those homes are going to be substantial as far as price. Continuing on, just east of Beaver Creek is a 149-lot subdivision known as Hunter's Mill. It is a well-maintained subdivision. It's been there a long time. But that's 149 lots there. Continuing on, you would see our site, and you could see, I watched as we went back and forth to Lewis and Rehoboth this year, DP&L or whoever was putting in those lines, the use of that property as they used it to improve whatever service that was involved in. It's my understanding that my client proposes townhouses that would be in the range of $225,000 to $250,000. If they are in that range, they're going to meet the county's affordable housing program, which starts at that level. And I think all of us would share the view that there is a more than ample need for houses that folks from our area can afford to live in. And townhouses certainly would meet that. Continuing east, there is continued commercial development on both sides of that route. And again, I won't bore you. They're all in your tabs. Immediately adjacent to our property, to the north, is a very nice subdivision known as Lazy Lake, and it has a mix of homes in there from single wides to double wides to modulars to stick built, all well maintained and a very nice subdivision. You also see immediately south of this site are a number of existing subdivisions, including Cool Spring Farms, Cool Spring Village, Cool Spring Manor, and Shady Rest Park also exists there. The closest residence to this property, when I visited, was a single-wide manufactured home down, I believe it's called Hudson Road. If you continue again further east, Tall Pines Campground is located east of this property. And the townhouse project that's already been discussed, Milch Chase, is already in that area. And significantly, as of today, there are 38 approved townhouses. 31 of them are sold, and they started at $290,000. So the market.
John, let's focus for a minute on that property. That's mm-hmm. at the intersection of 265 and 9.
Yes, yes. I think it's minus Conway Road.
What's that immediate neighborhood in terms of land use?
Well, if you continue into that area, you can see Sussex West, the manufacturing home park is there. There are other manufacturing home parks down that road, minus Conway Road. There are also a number of higher-end subdivisions also down that road.
So it's a blend of housing.
It's a blend. The mixture of housing, in all my experience here, I was amazed, to be honest with you, when I saw the complete mixture that exists in this area. Delmarva Power and Light, so that it's not just residential and it's not just commercial. Delmarva Power and Light has two substations, one in Harbison and one off of Sweetbriar Road, and they're large substations. So it is a mixed use. So is our subdivision of 96 affordable townhouses out of character with this area? I don't think so, and I think it's a resounding no. I believe that this proposal can be viewed really as an infill project. Every type of housing is available in this area. I don't know of a better location for townhouses than this site, with commercial, industrial, residential, all firmly entrenched in this area. This subdivision will add to the housing stock in eastern Sussex and will provide a much needed alternative for both the local buyer and the visitors. So it's a project that I believe fits very easily into the neighborhood, as has been described by the engineers. The buffering and the screening that's all proposed will make very little impact, I believe, on the neighborhood that surrounds it. And with that, I'd be delighted to answer any questions.
Questions of Mr. Conaway, Mr. Rudy, and Mr. Burdett. For me?
Well, if that concludes your presentation, we'll see if there are any. Okay, thank you. All right, Mr. Gordy.
Hey, Mr. Burnett. The distance from Route 9 to your first townhouse is, what's the distance?
It's over 200 feet.
Okay, over 200 feet. Okay. In that area right now, is that the cleared area?
That is just about the cleared area, yes, sir.
So you'll be planting trees in there to?
Well, there is an existing hedgerow which comes up there. The tail end of the one unit
visualize it, yeah.
Does come right up near that hedgerow, so I would assume that, yes, there will be plantings done at around that unit.
Okay, because you're trying to isolate the townhouses from Route 9, is that correct?
We're trying to create a good vista, yes, sir.
And you stated there's going to be 80 feet between the townhouse and the nearest property line?
There is approximately 80 feet between the rear of the townhouse units and the adjoining property lines, yes, sir.
Okay, and that's a tree, is that a forested area? Or
that is currently forested, yes, sir.
And that remain that way?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you said there was going to be 96 proposed townhouses?
Yes, sir.
And according to your drawing, they will have garages?
Sir, I cannot guarantee that. I don't believe my client can, but that would be, the trend seems to be going that way, so we would have to assume so.
Okay, but in your drawing, have you calculated enough space for parking and everything?
Excuse me, sir?
Parking and garage?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so, I mean, if you put parking in here, that's not going to change your distance between the townhouses in your in the property line.
No, sir, it should not.
And someone, I guess Mr. Conaway, he left, I guess. And there's townhouses. I didn't catch that. Was it Minus Conaway?
Minus Conaway Road, Mills okay. Chase. It's on the left as you're going in. Probably within a mile of the site.
So. Oh, okay. All right, thank you.
Actually, I believe it's already slightly further. What's remarkable about that development is that it went on the market late this spring. I believe it contained 38 units and 31 were sold. So apparently there is some demand for this type of housing.
And septic feasibility, has that been received yet?
The septic feasibility is underway at this time.
Underway, okay. That's all the questions I have.
All right, sir.
Mr. Smith.
Just following up, that prompted a question. The townhouse development, is that north of the rail line? Just so I can get it in my mind. No rails.
It would be east of the rail line, north of Route 9.
North side,
what?
Route 9.
North of the
side,
rail.
County Road 265 or Minus Conaway.
And not to the rail line then?
Oh, a quarter mile.
East of the rail line.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Mr. Conaway and the applicant answered my questions about need as well as price. Just perhaps Mr. Burdett say one thing about the location of the stormwater management ponds.
The stormwater management ponds at pluses, if you read the plus letter and if you have something better to do to put you to sleep, I would suggest you do that. But they had asked that we initially had the stormwater management ponds located in the back portion and around the site. They asked us if we could pull those stormwater management ponds out of the treed area in order to save more trees. So this front portion is currently grassed open areas. So we have, in fact, drawn those stormwater management ponds and brought the stormwater back towards the front. Yes, sir. At this point, and again, as you're aware, Mr. Smith, there is a lot of design which still has to go on. We believe that this pond will definitely be a wet pond. This pond may be a dry pond, but we also have provisions that we may be able to make it both of them wet ponds. But at this point, like I say, until you gentlemen and the council gives us permission, there's no sense to investigate that further.
Thank you. No other questions.
Mr. Burton?
Two questions, Kevin. Was there any consideration on not coming out on Route 9? Being a Route 9 frequent flyer, there seems to be a lot of traffic on 9.
Well, we would love to go elsewhere, but we have no other access. We don't adjoin any other roads.
You can't come off of onto Hudson?
Well, right here at the corner to come out, in our opinion, our engineers, when they looked at this, to come out on Hudson
Ladies
Road right there.
Excuse me. Listen to me. We're trying to conduct a public hearing here. You will all get your opportunity to speak, okay? So I would like for you to be respectfully silent while the applicant makes his presentation. And then when it's your turn, we will ask them to do the same for you. Thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Burton.
In our engineers' opinions, when they looked at this, the site length, lay length, if you want to call it, from this turning radius here to our furthest point of our property line was too short to put a safe entrance. Therefore, the safest entrance was to bring this out to Route 9.
Will, second question, will there be some stipulation that the trees will be preserved? That will be written in? Try and save this forested area?
We have that noted on the plans. I'm sure our client will be more than happy to make that a condition that, yes, we, as I say, we anticipate leaving these trees. Again, the trees do a lot for our client as well as the eventual owners. I mean, trees do create shade. They're a good environmental thing, and people like buying houses there. We are going to have to obviously clear the trees where the roads go, where we have to do some grading to make the stormwater management go this way, and in the areas where the homes must be placed.
Okay. Thank you.
No further questions. Mr. Lang?
Yeah, I would just add to Kevin's response to that the commission can stipulate that there be a setback required from property line. I have no other questions.
Answer, Mr. Counts?
Just one question. On your plus response, what you submitted in your booklet indicates that you have a proposed site plan with 81 lots that shows centrally located parking, recreation, which is a concern of the commission. It shows large forest area that was the subject of the plus comments. I'm just curious why that was rejected in favor of. I mean, your loop road appears to be in exactly the same location.
Because that only had about 40% open space.
I'm not sure how you got the additional. I mean, the only thing I can see different is that the townhouses appear to be smaller. I mean, that's the only thing. I mean, otherwise it looks like the exact same design, with the exception of the location. I'm just curious because it seems to me more consistent with the kinds of designs that we've seen in response to the plus comments and the concerns of the commission.
You're referencing the one in figure?
Well, it's P1 in figure 16. It's indicated as one of the plus responses. And it's also indicated as proposed site plan, so I assume it was considered by somebody at some point.
If you look at, Rick, figure tab 13, mm-hmm. and open that up, you'll see that drawing, which PLUS reviewed. You'll notice in that drawing, stormwater management is down through the center of the project.
Right.
Okay? A lot of the trees went away.
Right. Oh, yeah, I mean, there's no question that... it's a significant improvement over the original submission.
Okay. I mean, that's why we changed it, and that's why we brought the units in. Again, you know, people are looking towards, and this in a far or on the fringe line is the TND style, where people have neighborhoods where you walk. and you know the people next door, and you walk down the walkway, and you take the stroll through the back, and you know the neighbor's kids. So that's the feeling that we're trying to develop within this community. We actually anticipate, and you've heard me say before you lady, or before you gentlemen before, that we expect the community not to have small children. This one, we have designed tot lots. We have designed the playgrounds because we believe this will be a family community.
Robertson.
No questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Gentlemen, if you would be so kind as to stand aside, we'll see if there's anyone who has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1666 Wilkinson Properties, LLC? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1666? Okay, well, thank you all for being very patient. And the lady here with your hand up in the pink, please come forward. And before you, I need you to come up here before you start, and I'd like you, I need you to give us your name and address, please.
Nancy LaFontaine, Lazy Lake, 215 North Lake Drive, Lazy Lake.
Thank you. Go right ahead.
Can I ask some questions first?
No, you can ask me.
Okay, can I ask some? I need to know.
Oh.
That is Route 9, right, where the entrance is.
Yes, ma'am.
That's Hudson. And then right up next to it on this side is my community, Lazy Lake.
Okay.
It appears that the land is clear. Did I get that right? And that the trees, because what's butt up there is all trees right now. And what I have observed in Route 9 is where they have the electrical, they did all that, had all that electrical equipment that has been removed now, and where he plans to start it, where the entrance appears to be in those lakes. That is cleared, but as I observed, there is trees, and it goes all the way back up to the property line of these of this man right here, that South Lake. And then we have the lake there, too. Am I correct? Can I say I'm making that correct observation?
I think so.
Okay,
yes, ma'am,
so
I think you're correct.
So he says that there's
my understanding.
He says there's 71% open land. Part of that is taken from the waste, where they're going to have the building for the wasteland or the waste project.
The wastewater treatment is
correct.
Treatment?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm fairly new to this. So is that considered part of the open land too? And where he has it butt up against our lot and those lots on Hudson? That's my question.
Okay, we'll get you
now. I have a letter here from the state. It's not pertaining precisely to this land proposed here. However, both lots are both designated as AR1 and GR, which are not, which is the level 4 and not recommended by the state. And what I'm reading here, and in my experience, and I just moved to Lazy Lake in November, is that yes, it's a nice community. We want to keep it nice. In the infrastructure, we have a well. We're concerned about the well and how that is going to affect our water quality and the level of the well. We're concerned, in my hearing this, and when we had the torrential rain pours there on Hudson, there was apparently some change in the road structure. I think they widened it, and the irrigation was changed, and we got flooded. We had 5 homes flooded on that side of Hudson where our Lazy Lake homes are sitting. Severe damage. So my question there is, what about the irrigation that butts up to these people's homes by the wooded area? What is the easement? And how many trees, again, are going to be left? How much wildlife do you really believe they're going to save or keep there? We at Lazy Lake do have some wildlife, but we are experiencing wildlife. As I was told, people have been there over 20 years, it's not that much anymore. I only observed in mine, since I was there in the winter, a small flock of geese. Also, the infrastructure, well, I briefly went on the infrastructure, but the public resources, schools, you know, are getting overwhelmed. We have to build K Penlopen. This is what going to affect Milton, really. So Milton's going to probably, it's part of the K district, is it not? They're going to need some help. The police, in my experience, and we've had some serious problems in Lazy Lake lately, as of Monday night, the president of the association, I'm the vice president, he was beaten, left for dead. And I came upon him, and the response time was an hour. And I could not get, and the police are stretched. They are stretched. And if the state does not have the ability to fund the police now, and they've stated that time and time again, how are they going to be able to help these people and or whoever and all the other developments that are going up? I'm very deeply concerned because Mike almost died. So we need help there if you're going to approve this. The quality of life is a very deep concern, whether it is the response time of the police, the wildlife, the use of the land. And I also want to point out that Lazy Lake is a nice place. Yeah, these developments going up do increase property value, but we're all experiencing and watching the market level off. I do work in a rentals office. I'm not going to name the name. I'm not an agent. I'm not going to claim I'm an expert. However, in my observation, I have noticed many desperate owners asking for help. I work in a rentals department. People come in not doing their homework. They just went to closing, and they've got this second home that they think they're going to be able to rent, and they're not at affordable renting value. They're not. I extended myself just buying at Lazy Lake, and I'm under $200,000. I'm struggling to make that payment and then just the regular necessities. I do not believe, and I'm sorry, I do not agree that $250,000 is affordable, not in this area. And I'd like you to reconsider. Multifamily living is a very deep concern because how many people are going to be allowed to live in those places? When I moved in and bought this double wide, very nice, very enjoyable, I was told with the septic, no more than 6 people in that house. So my question is, how many people are allowed to be able to live into this before something affects us, whether it's the septic, the water, and then, of course, all the other? I'd like you to reconsider. And the coming off of Route 9, I'm telling you, that is the most dangerous place right there, Hudson and Route 9. I almost got so sideswiped, and I waited my turn, and there was a clear, and the person came up on Fisher, and he just gunned it, and it was clear, and you're so busy trying to make sure it's clear that I almost got, he almost ran right into my side. It's very, very dangerous, and this is not going, this development and all the other developments that are being approved are not supporting the road and the traffic, and you know the beach traffic is horrendous at this time of year, and the winter traffic is getting just as bad. I used to hear words that stories that Route 1, on a busy day, you'd see one person driving down Route 1. Now you're, you know, if you meet somebody by accident, you know, God forbid. I appreciate your time. I really like you to reconsider. I don't believe that this would support us statewide because we're stretched thin. I mean, unless we raise taxes, and I don't want it, that's why I'm here. I had high taxes in Maryland, and I moved here. I love the state, and I like Lazy Lake. We have some. We need some help in there. We need a better response time. There's been some problems, and there just has to be an improvement on the infrastructure, on the public services, whether it's schools, hospitals, or, you know, the police. And I'd like you to reconsider.
All right, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, who's next? Yes, ma'am, in the orange.
Hi, my name's Donna Owens. I live at 183 Hudson Road. And my big concern is Route 9, traffic. To use one of the men's terms, the rapid developing area, yes, it is. We cannot get out of Route 9. There is times where I have sat 20 minutes to try to get out. And then you take your life in your hands trying to get out of there. We keep on adding developments down Route 9, down 258, and we cannot get out of there. That's the biggest concern. My other thing is they talked about the woods. They talked about maintaining them. They talked about taking some of the trees down. They talked about making trails. Well, I'm not real sure what they're doing with it. I mean, I would like to see the trees maintained. We have all maintained the back of our properties to maintain the woods there. We do have deer in those trees. We have all kinds of wildlife living there. There's woodpeckers. There's owls. So we start taking down the trees, we're going to start losing that. He talked about putting in trails. Well, if you put in trails, who's going to maintain those trails? Are we going to get all their garbage? You know, that kind of thing. And the other thing we talked about historical, I don't know if you guys know it or not, but originally Route 18, dirt road, goes right through the middle of those properties. In fact, it's right through the back of mine, so I didn't know if any of you knew it, but, you know, I'm definitely against putting in more townhomes. We don't need it in that area. Thank you.
All right, ma'am. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak? Yes, sir. Step right up.
My name's Paul Walton. I live at 438 South Lake Drive in Lazy Lake. I'm going to agree with the impact on Route 9 as a big feature. I go to work every morning. I either go to the right or left out of Lazy Lake on Hudson Road. To the right would be right out on the Route 9 up to Georgetown. And many, many mornings, 5:30 is a good time to go to work. Okay, but many, many mornings at 6 o'clock, it's not. There's a road down Hudson Road called Railroad or Log Cabin. It goes all the way down by the dairy farm, and there's a traffic light. It's the only way to go in the afternoon, the evening, summertime. You might as well forget about getting on Route 9. You can't do it. Okay, it's just impossible. I counted 135 cars going to Georgetown while I was waiting to make a left-hand turn onto Hudson Road to get to Lazy Lake. 135 cars before I got a break. And the ones that were going around me, didn't look like some of them were going to make it.
What time of day was that?
That was like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
On a weekday? Or?
Yes, absolutely, on a weekday.
Thank you.
It's high traffic. And with the construction going on now on Route 9, it's even worse. Every time you build a development, we get backed up until they get done with the entrance and the exit to that development, which is going to happen with us. The other thing is that green circle up there. I don't know if you explained what that green circle is, that light green circle up there.
That's where the wastewater system's going to go.
A wastewater system. That's going to be an open pond-type wastewater.
No, it's a treatment.
It's a treatment facility. Plant. Mm-hmm. It'll be enclosed. Now, the additional single-family homes are going to be located where, if this comes about? I mean, they mentioned that there were some single-family.
They haven't applied for any single-family homes.
They're going to go within that green area that's there.
No, listen to me. They haven't asked for that.
Okay.
The only thing they're asking for is what is shown on that drawing, those are those townhomes.
Yes.
These are all townhomes.
Okay.
And this being a conditional use application, if the commission even sees fit to approve it, that's all they would be allowed to do.
Okay.
Or less.
So there will be no other building. My next question is, who's going to maintain all these trees and all this glorified structure that's going to go in there to keep us separated? Who's going to maintain that?
That is typically the responsibility of a
deed restricted community.
Or it would be condominiums, I would suppose, actually, with townhouses be set up as a condominium regime, which would be managed by the condominium council or private management company.
Deed restriction.
Well, no. More than that, they're condominium documents and it being a declaration, which has a little more even teeth than a set of restrictive covenants.
Okay, now who's going to enforce that they do this?
Well, it depends on what they, well, ultimately county council decides to do and any conditions that they would put on an approval if they decide to approve it. You know, and then it's going to be within the condominium council to enforce it. As far as the wastewater treatment plant, that would be maintained by a licensed and bonded wastewater treatment operator that's controlled by the Delaware Public Service Commission and DENREC and everybody else that can take a bite out of them in terms of how they operate it.
I guess I don't really understand how that works. Where does, you're going to treat the waste, and then where do you take it to? Is it pumped out of there by trucks?
It's discharged into the ground.
A big septic system.
Better than a septic system. The state won't permit a system that size. That's it has pretty stringent requirements as far as what they discharge in the soil. And that's really beyond the purview of the Planning and Zoning Commission. I think, as you heard, one of the gentlemen state that they're still exploring septic feasibility with regard to that system. And I suspect, given how the Planning and Zoning Commission's operated in the past, there's probably not even going to be a decision until...
I can only speak for myself and let you know what the past history's been, but it's highly unlikely that this group will make any decision before we are assured that the septic issue can be dealt with in a way that doesn't impact you or any of your neighbors.
And the water that they're drawing from the artesian wells, it's going to be a situation that's going to draw from our water table also. Their water will be drawn from our water table.
I really can't answer that, but I can try to get an answer for you. I suspect that it might be. I don't know that that's necessarily a problem for you. They're not, the way the laws are written, they certainly can't create a problem for you. If they do, they are responsible for fixing it.
So in other words, when my pump runs as frequent as it does now, and it starts running twice as frequent, trying to pump water for me, then I've got a complaint. Is that feasible?
You might have, yeah.
Okay, that's a concern. Okay, 95 townhouses, was that the figure that they gave for this?
96.
96 times two automobiles.
Two automobiles.
How many people in a household? Again, the question came up about how many people will be allowed to live in a house. How many bedrooms are they going to be to accommodate the families? Are we talking about 2,500 square feet, or are we talking about $2,500,000 for the $225,000 for the building? Had a square footage figure, I thought they said there.
That's two different questions.
Yeah, I know. They said that there was 2,000 to 2,500 square feet.
Per unit?
Per unit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the price of those units, roughly?
Somebody mentioned
$225,000 in that area.
$250,000.
And they claim that this townhouse development that's down Route 9 towards Lewis has sold a numerous amount. And let me tell you that it's not a mile away from where we are. It's much further than a mile. That's not, and I'm sure you guys are going to do demographics for all this stuff before you consider doing it. I think the impact and the thing that we're mostly concerned with here is the fact that the response time for the police, ambulances, and the traffic impact, the well water, okay, the sewer drainage, the little lakes that we see in front of every development now, you know, they're kind of cute, but let's see how practical they are when we have another flood, which we had a real bad experience. I have water that stands on my property now, and this block that's whited out, I think, belongs to DP&L. And the last drawing I saw were the lakes. That also belonged to DP&L. And I would assume that they have purchased that from DP&L. Where the laydown area was with all that equipment was DP&L property, from what I understand. And now I'd like to know if it belongs to the developer or it still belongs to DP&L. And I'd like to know if the left-hand white section next to Hunter Mill over here belongs to DP&L still, or if it belongs to the builder or the owner, landowner. There are questions that I'd like to have answered, because that's a pretty good-sized parcel in that corner.
That's a real big parcel. If DP&L still owns it, then we're fairly safe. If they don't, then we can look for you guys back in here next year wanting to build more homes and do more development.
I think we might have an answer to your question.
The question about the ownership, the property is owned by Wilkinson Holdings LLC, and it was purchased from Delmarva Power and Light Company.
That's that white square also?
All of it.
That right there is?
Not that.
No, not that.
Of the front.
The part that's
on the Route 9?
Right.
Okay, now the easement that went from Route 9 back on that property, does DP&L still have that easement? All their utilities are on there, their poles are on there. Do they still own that easement? And that's non-buildable property? That's, you know, the question.
That's correct.
That's correct.
That is correct. Okay. My feelings are that with what they're doing, this is going to impact the people of, this is going to impact Hudson Road more than it is Lazy Lake, but I'm concerned about our lake and what they're disturbing in the ground and everything. Our lake runs dry because of something they do. Are they liable for that?
They might be. You're
okay.
That's not a question we're prepared to answer.
Again, are they going to do the topics there and everything else to find out if it will have an effect on the lake?
Well, I can tell you that Sussex Conservation District is going to review all their stormwater management plans, which is a state agency through DENREC, and they're going to make sure that before they approve anything, and before, if this is approved, it comes back for final site plan approval, that their stormwater management plan is designed in such a way that it won't adversely impact your properties.
I'm not concerned with that. I'm concerned with when they start disturbing the ground and digging and moving. And
well, that's what still, water
doesn't
still,
go there.
That's what they do.
Is that what they do?
They regulate what, and this for the benefit of everyone, at this level, our decision is whether or not this should even happen at all. That's what we decide. After that, there is layer upon layer upon layer of regulation that goes into the stormwater management system, the drainage, the well, the septic, the state highway. Everybody's got their rules and regulations that are there to protect the neighbors and protect the public. We'll respond to these questions as best we can, but unfortunately, the only thing we have any jurisdiction over is whether or not it happens at all at this stage. And obviously the reason why they don't come in with all this other stuff done is that would be quite an investment to make before they even know if they could do the project before, you know. So the first question is it appropriate land use? And that's what our decision is. But I can assure you that if the commission were to approve this, that there would be a great many other people who will be saying grace over this, after we do. And all of that is designed to protect you. And you are, feel free to contact those agencies directly with your specific concerns, especially with the drainage issues and so on. That all belongs to the Sussex Soil Conservation District, and they would be very happy to hear from you.
Okay, the last point that I have is that they want to talk about Route 9 and the multi-use and how it's building up and everything else, okay? And it is. But most of those businesses that are out there have been there a long while. There's very few new ones there since I've been down here, okay? But it's as we add the family-type development in here, of course, the traffic impact increases. The business traffic isn't increasing that much. They're not attracting that many people from anywhere else. And how old is Allen Chicken Processing? They want to make it sound like it's a big deal here. It's been here forever, probably. I don't know. But some of this impact, things that they say, you know, I can contradict real easy by taking a ride down Route 9. And I can sit at Route 9 in Hudson Road, and I can do a traffic survey for you, and I can do a traffic survey for half of the businesses between Route 5 and Lewis and tell you how many people go in and out of those in a day, on a weekend, during the week. It's not high. That's not the problem. I pass very few people turning left off of Route 9 coming out of Georgetown into a business. Into a community, yes, but not a business. So my thing is that if we're going to impact anything at all, it's going to be Route 9. We're going to have the problem. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition with something perhaps a little different than the traffic and so on? Yes, sir.
Perry Templin, that's P for preservation, E-R-R-Y, T-M-P-L-I-N, for the record. Hudson Road, I live on. Was there a traffic study ever performed by these people?
No traffic study's been requested of them, I don't believe. I don't think.
Is there going to be one requested?
That would be up to the State Highway Administration.
Okay. Besides the retention ponds, which I think just are mosquito ponds, is there going to be anything put around them for fencing or anything for safety of, you say there are going to be small children in this development before we have drowning in these ponds?
If there, if fencing may be required by some agency, this particular group may or may not require fencing.
I'm also concerned about my wells. Have they done a drawdown well study yet on this property?
Have we done a drawdown? Have you done a? Okay, that hasn't been done as of yet.
Well, the residents be notified the day that they do it, so they could check their wells.
That's all governed by the Public Service Commission. Beyond the scope of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
I'm doing my best to answer you, but as I explained a minute ago, our purview is land use. The technical issues about the water and so on are things that we really can't, we can't address. And they would come into play only if this group would approve the project. But so that's, I'm sorry I can't help you any more than that. But
well, land use
and the Division of Water Resources, I should say, too.
Have they done any soil studies on this property?
Once again, sir, that's a requirement. That is not a requirement at this stage of consideration. I suspect that they have done some preliminary studies. I think they made reference to them in some of the written materials. So I'm sure something of a preliminary nature has been done, but I doubt that any final studies have been done. They don't even have septic feasibility comments back yet. So.
Well, again, I'm going along with the implication of the Route 9 problems and everything else. I also have a problem when I come home and look at my backyard, and I have two or three Severo flags in the middle of my backyard. I just wonder whether they think that my backyard is going to be part of their walkway around their property. I would suggest they stay out of people's backyards when they're doing their surveying. I don't appreciate people on my property.
Sir, if you have a comment that's relevant to land use and whether this is
well, that's my land use. My backyard is my land.
If you have an issue with regard to somebody trespassing upon your property, is it a forum for that? This is not the forum for
that. Well, I just want to let them be aware of that.
Okay, we've got it.
Thank you.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, just for the record, there was a soils study that was done by Atlantic Resource Management. It's figure 11 in the book.
Okay, thank you. All righty. Anyone else like to speak in opposition with something different than what we've heard so far? Okay, anyone on the commission have any questions? Before we close the public hearing, I would like a show of hands of those in favor. Of course, okay. And a show of hands of those in opposition. Okay, it's not necessary to stand. In fact, you're blocking the guy behind you.
Standing ovation.
Idiot. Yeah. Are we counting them?
I had 11.
Yeah, 12.
Okay, 12.
Okay. Now, we're going to close the public hearing, and I want to remind you that we have five more, and we're going to start one just as soon as we close this one down, which means that we need for you to exit very quickly and very quietly. Please do your visiting and so on out on the steps. I would appreciate that very much. And we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of the evening with us, if you like, to see if we make a decision. Or you may call the office tomorrow. Our next public